Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is May 6, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about IRS approved to seek records of Kraken users transacting over $20,000 in crypto. Upshot's NFT appraisal protocol nabs $7.5 million from CoinFund, Framework. Ether traders load up on $8,000 call options and bet price will double by July. Banksy burners raise $3 million to build NFT platform on Solana. DeFi more disruptive to banks than Bitcoin, says Ng. Now let's get started. IRS approved to seek records of Kraken users transacting over $20,000 in crypto. A U.S. federal court authorized the move Wednesday. A U.S. federal court has authorized the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, to begin serving a John Doe summons on cryptocurrency exchange Kraken and its subsidiaries in a bid to catch tax dodgers. According to a press release on Wednesday, the Northern District of California entered an order authorizing the IRS to seek those who have conducted at least $20,000 in crypto transactions on the platform. Kraken subsidiaries and its U.S.-based parent company, Payward Ventures, are being asked by the IRS to produce records identifying U.S. taxpayers who may have failed to comply with internal revenue laws. A John Doe summons is a tactic used by the tax department to request information on people it cannot identify by name. The IRS is seeking the records of U.S. citizens who engaged in business with or through the exchange during the years between 2016 and 2020. Kraken is not being investigated for wrongdoing, according to the release, but the summons are an attempt to bolster the tax department's investigation of an ascertainable group or class of persons. Tax guidance from the IRS has been reissued outlining the treatment of cryptocurrency as property, with all the relevant accompanying federal tax burdens. Kraken is not alone. Last month, cryptocurrency payments firm Circle was also targeted by an order from a federal court in the District of Massachusetts. The order similarly requested identifying documents from all Circle and Poloniex customers who transacted over $20,000 between 2016 and 2020. Upshot's NFT appraisal protocol nabs $7.5 million from CoinFund, Framework. The pure prediction startup is trying to add some nuance to the wildly priced world of NFT valuation. Upshot, a blockchain-based protocol that offers incentives to experts to give their honest opinion, raised $7.5 million Thursday to help answer a foundational question of non-fungible token, NFT, mania. Is a Beeple artwork really worth $69 million? NFTs are worth as much as their buyers will pay. But most digital collectibles can't conduct price discovery the way Beeple's 5,000 Days did on Christie's auction block, said Jake Bruckman, CEO of blockchain venture firm CoinFund. That's why he's co-leading the bet on Upshot. The Series A round of funding was backed by Framework Ventures, CoinFund and Blockchain Capital. It will be used for a new product called Upshot One that solidifies Upshot's transition to NFTs. The protocol launched in 2019 as an insurance-focused prediction market but saw more opportunity in pricing collectibles. There is this incredibly impactful space for peer prediction, Bruckman said of the NFT market. Upshot will aggregate real-time NFT appraisals by asking its decentralized user base to compare collectibles. It incentivizes honest answers. Proven experts get more weight to their opinions. Dishonest participants get less. The more people that participate, the more accurate it becomes, Bruckman said. Over time, Upshot One could generate revenue by pairing its consensus-driven price predictions with on-chain data for a marketable application programming interface. There's also the crypto angle. Upshot has a native incentives token atop its blockchain. Slow Ventures partner Jill Carlson, who also invested in this round of funding, said Upshot's peer prediction and incentivization model can also have other uses, although she said she's confident that Upshot's new product will outlive the current hype about NFTs. It's always exciting to me when you see a fundamentally new primitive come along that not only serves a really important function within whatever is being hyped at the moment, she said. Ether traders load up on $8,000 call options and bet price will double by July. Increased demand for deep out-of-the-money call options is reflective of strong bullish sentiment. Prices for Ether, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain, have already quadrupled this year. Now, some options traders are betting prices could double again by the end of next month. Market data reveals growing demand for Ether's deep out-of-the-money, OTM, call options bullish bets with strike prices well above the spot market price of the underlying asset. Ether has rallied from $2,000 to record highs over $3,500 in the past 10 days. On Tuesday, a single high net worth trader or a group of traders bought 9,000 contracts of the $8,000 call expiring June 25. These block trades crossed the tape via the institution-focused, over-the-counter desk paradigm and were booked on Deribit, the leading exchange for cryptocurrency options. Theoretically, buyers of the calls are expecting the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap to rise above $8,000 by the end of June. However, if Ether continues its steep bull run for a few more weeks, the price of the $8,000 call would surge, simply because the trade would be more likely to pay off. At that point, traders could sell the options in the market for a quick profit. Whatever transpires, according to analysts, the surge in demand now for the $8,000 call implies bullish price expectations potentially linked to the network upgrade known as EIP-1559 that would reduce the pace of the net issuance of Ether. Investors look to be betting on continued bullish momentum in anticipation of a big drop in Ether's issuance after the EIP-1559 upgrade, according to Lavitas, a Swiss data analytics firm for cryptocurrency markets. Call options, or bullish bets, with strikes ranging from $5,000 to $10,000 listed on Deribit have become popular in recent weeks. That said, the risks are steep. With the strike price so far away, the options could easily expire worthless, and the buyers would forfeit the premiums they paid for the contracts. Hence, buying these deeply out-of-the-money call options is often considered analogous to buying lottery tickets. Banksy burners raise $3 million to build NFT platform on Solana. Burnt Finance is taking a token-centric approach to decentralizing NFT auctions. The people who burned a piece of artwork from street artist Banksy that was sold as a non-fungible token, NFT, are back. Burnt Finance has raised $3 million from Injective Protocol, Multicoin Capital, Mechanism Capital and others to build a NFT platform on the Solana blockchain. Alameda Research, the prodigious Solana backer helmed by Sam Bankman-Fried, was also involved in the funding round. As with Dapper Labs' Flow blockchain and other efforts, Burnt is looking to establish a thriving NFT market beyond the collectible sector's traditional home, Ethereum. A team of 10 crypto-savvy artists burned and tokenized a Banksy piece in March in a prelude to the Beeple-inspired mania that followed later that month. The tokenized remains sold for 228.69 ETH, plus 7.6%, or roughly $380,000 at the time of purchase, worth $795,000 at press time. The Burnt team, which insists on anonymity, said launching on the Solana network will help it tackle bid manipulation and high minting fees issues the team says it experienced firsthand with its Ethereum-based OpenSea auction. Some actors tried to leverage the congestion and manipulate the transaction fees to sway the results and the length of the auction, Burnt Finance said in a statement. The Burnt team argues old-school English auction houses such as Sotheby's take up to 25% in fees, while other NFT platforms take 5%. There are a lot of ways that the entire ecosystem can be improved and be fully decentralized, Burnt said in a statement. Burnt Finance is governed using the protocol's native Burnt token. The Burnt Banksy team have helped bring NFTs to the mainstream through their activities earlier this year. Mark Weinstein, head of portfolio development at Mechanism Capital, told CoinDesk via Telegram. Combine this with the increasing momentum in Solana, and we believe they can become the leading NFT platform for that ecosystem. Other investors include Vessel Capital, Hashkey, Spartan, Terraform Labs CEO Du Quan and Polygon Chief Operating Officer Sandeep Nailwal. DeFi more disruptive to banks than Bitcoin, says Ng. Ng's deep dive into DeFi includes a case study of lending platform Aave. Netherlands-based Ng Bank has been analyzing the risks and opportunities associated with the exploding decentralized finance, DeFi, space. A paper released last month titled Lessons Learned from Decentralized Finance carefully weighs some of DeFi's pros and cons, and concludes that the best of both worlds is achieved if centralized and decentralized financial services cooperate. Commenting on the paper, Ng blockchain leader Wei Francois pointed out that DeFi could be more disruptive than Bitcoin to the financial sector, adding that the crypto-friendly Dutch lender has the ecosystem in its sights. DeFi is an integral part of Ng's digital asset vision, Francois wrote in a message to CoinDesk. Researching into DeFi gives Ng insight into what gaps might exist in the new paradigm from a micro and macro perspective. DeFi, the replacement of financial intermediaries with automated digital contracts, is a big deal today with around $76 billion in assets locked up on Ethereum alone. For its part, Ng Bank has shown itself to be a pioneer in the cryptocurrency space, leading work among a cohort of banks on an institutional-grade custody solution and also anti-money laundering, AML, measures for digital assets. Ng eyes DeFi. Among the lessons learned, Ng pointed to a general trade-off where a reduction in counterparty risk is largely replaced by technical risks around the use of smart contracts. However, the borderless nature of DeFi is alluring to Ng, according to the paper, because centralized institutions spend a lot of time and money complying with multiple regulations in different jurisdictions. The paper states, although DeFi currently appears to be a domain on its own, we envision that centralized and decentralized financial services will converge at some stage as both have unique capabilities that are beneficial to the other. There is, however, the challenge for centralized institutions of making sure that their assets stay within countries that are whitelisted. Meeting AML and Know Your Customer, KYC, requirements is something financial institutions could help DeFi with, according to Ng. This way a DeFi service could comply to AML regulation. However, as this is uncharted territory, more research is needed to determine the validity of such cooperation between centralized banks and decentralized financial services. Aave Effect. Ng selected decentralized lending platform Aave to carry out a case study on various characteristics of DeFi. According to Ng, the automation of business processes in Aave on a public permissionless blockchain has many advantages over traditional money markets, such as accuracy, transparency, and speed. However, we argue that the benefits of cost efficiency and better security that come with automating money markets via smart contracts is debatable and introduce new technical risks. Aave is known to be weighing institutional DeFi opportunities, having hired some banking specialists and recently joining the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance. Asked if there was any particular reason why Ng chose Aave over other DeFi platforms, Francois said, simply, we know them. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.